This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Tampa, Florida location, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio that I'm in, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world and on the satellite, by the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at. Also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it, everybody, thank you very much for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along. And a big special shout out goes to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus to our buddies over there in Aramco in Saudi Arabia. Thank you very much. And a special shout out as well to the folks in Germany listening to us on radio waves right now. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And Maria is saying, good morning, I don't have a beach. Oh, she's... She's saying there are. I don't have a beach in Germany. Well, oh well, too bad. Now, we know yesterday the Trump campaign came out and just slammed what they called 11 crazy Democratic demands for the stimulus as they threw a monkey wrench into the works. Tom Cotton said it was 12, but you got even more than that.
I do, and I would suggest for your listeners to see if you can find the video. You can probably find it on YouTube or look at C-SPAN on what Senator Mitch McConnell had to say on the Senate floor yesterday. It was really a remarkable, angry moment for him, as angry as he gets. It was stunning. But, yeah, let's go through a couple of things, because I think night before last I had mentioned that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats own the holdup when it comes to the stimulus. But let me give you a couple of, for instances, that the Republicans went nuts over. And there's $33 million in the bill for NOAA to get a new facility. $100 million for NASA, and $100 million for construction and environmental compliance. That $300 million for the IRS, $90 million for an HIV program. We have the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. $36 million. I don't even know what that is. Advancing translational science.
No idea.
No idea. $7 million for a specific DC charter school called Gallaudet, Gallaudet University in Washington DC. $7 million. Howard University gets a $23 million handout, and a $647 million endowment from the government. $300 million for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, $500 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. That's vital stuff. $1 million for the Sergeant-at-Arms and the Doorkeeper of the Senate.
Hmm. Must need new shoes.
$300 million for migration and refugee assistance.
Okay.
We have an expansion for minority banks and minority credit unions. We have money in there for, all kinds of, federal agencies, including $300 million worth of food and then to redistribute the food. This is a emergency food assistance program. We have another.
Go ahead.
Then with what, add those into what Tom Cotton listed, which was bailing out all current debt of the post office,
mm-hmm.
required early voting,
mm-hmm.
required same-day voter registration, $10,000 would come off of all student loans.
Mm.
Each student loan account, you get a $10,000 credit.
That I heard. Mm-hmm.
For companies that are accepting, corporations that are accepting any kind of assistance,
mm-hmm.
one-third of the board members must be chosen by the workers. There's provisions in there for official time for union collective bargaining, an offset for airline emissions by 2025, meaning, and the text on this one was really quite interesting because airlines must reduce their emissions by whatever percentage by 2025, including a report on each flight has to report their carbon footprint on each and every flight. Greenhouse gas statistics for those individual flights.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement plans for community newspaper employees. I ain't sure what that is. For companies getting assistance, they have to have a minimum wage of $15.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back with more. And by the way, their stimulus plan, they wanted to pay each individual $1,500, and they wanted to give a family of four $7,500. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. By the way, I will tell you that over at the USCCA, you can find something very, very interesting. If you go to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and over in the right tab, you'll see the logo link for the USCCA. Click on that logo link, and two things will happen. Number one, you'll have a chance to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And number two, you'll have a chance to sign up for that $25,000 cash drawing after Labor Day. And good luck with both of them, and we'll see how that works out. And then while you're there, don't forget to check out possible membership in the USCCA, because they got three different plans, and when you join, you get $474 worth of free stuff, too, from the USCCA. So check them out. See what they can do for you, and just might like what you see. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have our favorite caller on the telephone line to ask a question. It's Backgammon Bob. Yes, sir.
Yes, Captain. This is more of a the question a little bit to you, because you're an EMT or were an EMT.
A paramedic. Is that paramedic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Paramedic. Yeah. The Z-Pak thing, the one that you're saying with the I can't remember the other medicine, but the Z-Pak.
Yeah.
Is like the Z-Pak is really zithromycin, which is among the same family of drugs as erythromycin, and like I have AFib,
yeah,
and can't take erythromycin because the Z-Pak will slow down your QTC times and like that. And I was wondering, is Z-Pak the only antibiotic that can work with the other one? And just wanted to get that out there and see your thought on it, or her, maybe she could find out too, maybe. All right.
Okay. Well, the answer to that is no, it's not, but it's the one that everybody seems to think is working the best right now based on everything that I've heard. Now, what have you heard, Denise?
Well, we just have several doctors that have used both chloroquine and Z-Pak together. And
right.
What it simply does is takes the COVID illness from, you know, its length of life in the body,
yep.
You know, while you're testing positive, and cuts that down to, like, a really 3 to 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of that, people are testing negative almost immediately. But I'm kind of using the 3 or 4 days because they're giving themselves a day or two of wiggle room.
Right.
Now, can there be something else other than Z-Pak? That's highly possible, but it really comes down to the doctor in the individual case.
Mm-hmm.
They could necessarily trade off a Z-Pak for some other kind of antibiotic.
Yep.
But I'm not a medical expert. I'm almost afraid to even say what I just said. So I do that with
speculation. No, you said it. You said what you said was exactly correct as to what we've been hearing the experts say. Exactly correct.
Well, I don't want to put words in experts' mouths. That's kind of my takeaway, but. I don't like to ever give any kind of medical advice or medical kind of summary because I'm not qualified.
No, that's not what we're doing. And by the way, aircraft, okay, there's a discussion going on about aircraft right now that was, I guess it started yesterday. Was it at the press conference where they talked about that?
No, this is kind of important here because The Wall Street Journal came out late yesterday, and I believe this is really a shot across the bow to the Democrats. Don't think that, you know, media doesn't have their own bias, and the Wall Street Journal happens to be on the more conservative side, but major airlines are drafting plans for a potential shutdown of virtually all passenger flights across the United States as government agencies considering order such a move, and the aircraft control system is ravaged by the coronavirus. So this is really telling the Democrats, you know, you better consider some of these other things and get all this other nonsense out of these bills. Can you imagine the United States not having any more domestic flights?
No.
Think about that. Because it isn't just people that we're moving. We're also moving freight.
Yeah.
And, air traffic controllers have to control everything that's in the sky.
Yep.
So this was, as I see it, it was really a major warning to Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
You want all this other nonsense in there that I've just listed? Just imagine for a minute, including her, because she flies home every weekend to San Francisco.
Yep.
She couldn't do that anymore.
All right. Well, we've got another caller on the line. Let's see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Hannah from Palm Harbor.
Hello, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Go ahead. What's your question, ma'am?
I'm just calling about the zithromycin.
Mm-hmm.
There was a doctor on one of the shows, and he said the reason they use that is it has anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
And so it just brings down the inflammation in the lungs rather quickly compared to other antibiotics that don't do that.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. That other man that was asking the question.
All right. Thank you very much, Hannah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hannah, because they actually had a virologist or, you know, some specialty person on TV last night at LSU, and she has been administering both the hydrochloroquine along with the Z-Pak. She did say that there are other variations to that. So,
yes.
And really that's what hydrochloroquine does too. It's kind of like there's an infection in the joints and in the lungs because they use it for malaria and they use it for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, they do.
So there's some interesting commonalities that are happening here. We're all going to become a little bit better medically, knowledge-wise than we were before. But, Hannah's, I think, very correct on that one.
Now, let's kind of change gears a little bit, and let's talk about Afghanistan. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, was just over there, and he just met with the Afghanis. The Afghanis are feuding amongst themselves as to who the president is, correct?
No.
I thought that they were having this big to-do about who the president was between the two Afghans.
It's Afghani.
Okay, but in the meantime, the Secretary of State Pompeo, after he landed in Qatar, I think he was in Qatar where he announced it, said that the U.S. would be slashing aid to Afghanistan.
Well, it's mostly because they are, there remains a conflict between the Taliban, between the Haqqani, Islamic State, and he's really said to them, unless you people, you know, stand up here, we've given all kinds of money to you people, so you can have some kind of a viable government here. You guys need to step up, and if you don't step up, we're going to start cutting aid, especially because of the money that we've already given to them, and we can't even begin to know what that is, billions and billions,
mm-hmm.
And they call it nation building, and, you know, there's some truth to that for sure, is now is the time for not only Afghani forces and the police, but their military and all of their government personnel need to address the Taliban and all the other networks that are operating. Because the Taliban, there was just a bombing there, I think a week ago, and the Taliban took credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so much for the whatever it was, the peace deal that we were having with the Taliban, right?
Yeah, now remember PG&E and all the trouble they got into with the fires in 2018 out there in California?
Yep.
Well, they just pled guilty to lethal crimes. The company itself pled guilty to lethal crimes in the 2018 wildfires. Now, I don't think anybody's going to jail over that, but I believe it's going to cost them billions of dollars.
Well, this was a deal that was necessarily worked out between Governor Newsom. And, you know, PG&E's gone into bankruptcy, and he said that you're not going to go into bankruptcy unless you plead guilty. So they now have bankruptcy protection, and that's why they pled guilty, meaning if you think you're going to be able to sue PG&E, forget about it. It ain't going to happen.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and read her great article. Sign up for her daily sit rep and find out what we find out. And we will be right back. We're going to take another look at the service news from the military, starting out with the Army. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down.
President Trump at the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, addressing business owners, small and large, who are suffering.
If you had a viable business in January, we are committed to ensuring the same is true in the coming weeks. In fact, we want to make it even better than it was before, and we're doing things to help in that regard. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
And in terms of a timetable, the president telling Americans,
at the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, and we're going to let them tell you all about themselves before we tell you about what it is they're doing, because right now, National Aviation Academy has closed until April, and we'll tell you all about that, but here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, nothing is more important to the National Aviation Academy than the health and well-being of their students, staff, faculty, and alumni. And the Clearwater campus has been closed for about a week now, and it will reopen again on April the 6th. And the Concord, Massachusetts, the New England campus at Concord, Massachusetts, will reopen again on April the 8th. But in the meantime, both campuses are focusing on giving their students the safest, cleanest, hands-on learning environment possible. Now, vets should also note that the VA has extended benefits to online classes that you may need to take as part of NAA's curriculum. Just check the NAA website for further details on the VA loan changes and updates on National Aviation Academy. Now, the April classes again will resume in Clearwater on April the 6th and in Concord, Massachusetts on April the 8th. Go to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and remember to tell them that the captain sent you in. If you want to give them a call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Well, the Army, total Army coronavirus cases now, as of yesterday, is up to 45. Testing capacity still seems to be somewhat limited, but the corona cases amongst Army personnel reached 45, service leadership said, and they need to increase the testing capacity at hospitals across the Army installations. Now, they will do that as more kits become available, and they're currently in the pipeline headed to all the services as we speak. By the way, the Army is going to virtual recruiting after shuttering brick-and-mortar stations and has also cut in half the number of recruits brought into basic training to keep a handle on the coronavirus. Now, Army civilian Jacqua Minton pulled into the drive-thru coronavirus screening center, hoping that her four-day fever wasn't a sign she was amongst those infected in Stuttgart, Germany, the overseas military community. She now is the latest of the most of the confirmed cases over there in Germany. The number of people over there that have gotten sick with it is 21. Germany is a problem, and Maria in Germany was telling me, because she's on the line right now in the Facebook chat room, Maria in Germany was telling me that a lot of that is because of the open borders. They just have no idea who came in, how they got in, where they're going, because they were never checked. Never stopped, never checked. By the way, the Naval Special Warfare's first positive COVID-19 case is on board Naval Base Kitsap in Bangor, Maine. The Navy has also ordered commands to take measures to avoid formations and mass gatherings. Commands across the Navy have been ordered to take every measure possible to avoid any type of large formation or gathering as a means to stem the growing tide of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. and the military community. And as the COVID-19 spreads across the fleet right now, the Navy has stopped identifying the ships with the positive cases. So we won't know what ships are involved anymore. We'll just know that there's X amount of cases wherever they are. By the way, Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C., and others, several other installations in the Washington, D.C. area, have increased their health protection condition to HEPCON, H-P-C-O-N, Charlie, in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Also, as Italy battles tens of thousands of coronavirus cases and hundreds of resulting deaths, an 86 Air Wing C-130J Super Hercules out of Ramstein Air Base, Germany, transported an en route patient staging system to the Aviano Air Base in Italy for delivery to the Italian Ministry of Defense. Somebody asked me yesterday if we were helping out these countries. Well, there's an example of it right there. And the first case of COVID-19 has appeared at the home of two of the military's top commands, CENTCOM, right here at MacDill Air Force Base. Oh, boy. And a Marine Infantry Battalion and elements of a Marine Air Wing are still slated to kick off an upcoming exercise aboard the 29 Palms, California base. Its parent command says the training is mission essential training despite concerns over COVID-19. In addition, the annual rotation of a couple of thousand Marines to Australia is on hold right now as a precaution in the face of the rapidly spreading COVID-19 virus. According to a Marine Infantry Battalion slated to participate in a six-month deployment. No surprise there. And the first Space Acquisition Council meeting is still on track for April, despite the COVID-19, after a couple of delays. The Defense Department is pressing forward on plans to hold the first meeting of the Space Acquisition Council next month. Also in Nebraska, the Nebraska National Guard has postponed weekend drills through the end of April and is preparing for a call-up soon, according to a video statement that was published on its Facebook page yesterday. Now, the Census Bureau, and we talked about this, paying $18 an hour, but they've delayed their hiring and their field operations. The Census Bureau has paused all hiring and onboarding for nearly 600,000 employees due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Now, we'll see when they fire up again. But obviously, these people are going door to door, house to house, a lot of them. And that isn't going to work with what we got going on. And the VA has suspended funeral honors, large gatherings at cemeteries due to the coronavirus. All large funeral services and military burial honors will cease at veteran cemeteries nationwide starting this coming week as part of federal efforts to limit the spread of the coronavirus. What a shame that's going to be. Also, the biggest air show, the Farnborough International Air Show, the largest showcase of commercial and military aerospace technology, has been canceled due to ongoing health concerns stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. And the Defense Department has declared that defense contractors are critical infrastructure to national security, a designation that comes with a requirement to maintain a consistent normal work schedule amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Again, we'll see how that all plays out. And we talked about this yesterday, but this still applies. The quarantines in Afghanistan is slowing down the U.S. troop withdrawal. Meanwhile, deployments are on pause coming in because they can't send anybody in until they send somebody out. So the epidemic over there, the pandemic, is creating a problem in Afghanistan, and we'll see how all that plays out in the days and weeks to come. All right, Captain's America Third Watch, taking a break, coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So, don't go anywhere. We shall return. And Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton inside the Mixon's Retail Store, Mixon Fruit Farms Retail Store. Now, the Mixon's Groveside Cafe has got a window, a deli window that you can walk up to and you can place an order, or you can call ahead. Their number is 941-748-5829. Now, you can get one of those great sandwiches they got. By the way, try the Captain's Club. You're going to like it. Try the Captain's Club. It's a big sandwich, and if you're hungry, it's good. And you can also get the renowned Cuban sandwich. You can get the pot roast sandwich. You can get the BLT sandwich that's there. You can get the forklift burger, large and in charge. They've also got the amazing Superman sub, the nightclub sub, too. One's bigger than the other. But the Captain's Club is the one you want to get because that's the biggin' of all of them. And don't forget the orange swirl ice cream, too. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, still open. You walk up to the deli window, pick up your order. You can call ahead, 941-748-5829. They've got some little seats out there just outside. You can sit right there. The weather's nice, and just sit there and enjoy your sandwich. Have a nice lunch right there. And I can't wait to scoot on down there and when I get an opportunity, and I'm going to do the same thing. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, this virus could cause massive unemployment. They're talking about within the next week to 10 days, we could be seeing 12 to 13% unemployment and going much higher.
Yeah, I think, we definitely going to probably see, 12 to 15%. I'm on the side that it's going to be higher, unfortunately. I'm not thrilled about it. At all. I think that kind of ridiculous how the Congress is behaving. right now and not able to get things done. I was on the phone with our accounting arm yesterday, and we have a lot of clients that own restaurants. We have people that are also in the business of actually being publicists for restaurants and getting people to do a lot of stuff in New York City, and they're just out of work. And the funny thing is that you get, you know, some government agencies actually asking, you know, about their employees and how far they've been down over the past 2 months. This is 2 months. This has happened over the past month.
Right.
And the restaurants were just recently shut down. I don't know about you. Maybe your listeners feel the same way. The time is almost like standing still.
Yeah.
For some reason. I mean, it really is. Everything is moving really, really slow. And it's taken, you know, seems like forever. You know, I just don't see Americans being holed up and in their homes for that much longer. I don't see it happening. I don't know how we're going to be capable of this. I was glad to see that the president is now starting to talk about, you know, we're going to be getting back to work soon.
Correct. We have to. We cannot waitlist this and let this drag on much longer, if any longer. And after the 15th day, it would not surprise me to see things start to slowly go back to normal.
Yeah, you have to. I don't know. I mean, people are going to start going out of their minds to some degree, not to mention the fact it's just, I almost equate our economy, and I had a long discussion about this on my podcast yesterday. You know, to me, you know, Mother Nature's a beautiful thing. And it's spring up here, and it's beautiful to start watching everything kind of, the leaves come out and the flowers start to come out. I look at the economy as nature. And when the government decides and says, you're essential and you're not essential, I have a problem with that because every business is essential. Businesses that are not essential go out of business. That's the reality. They go out of business. You can't shut down portions of the economy. When you shut down what they call non-essential businesses, you're actually hurting essential businesses. It's like picking and choosing different species that you'd want to survive within Mother Nature. You can't do that. It's not how it works. And we need to get everybody back to work as soon as possible.
Well, that's why we spent a lot of time talking about the takings clause yesterday, the right of eminent domain, and how that applied to all of this. And people need to go look that up again, the takings clause, and they'll find out some things that they didn't know. And, folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Okay, well, the Fed is taking some major action. They're going to lend apparently $300 billion to some businesses and cities. I hope that was you, not me.
Businesses and cities, huh?
Yeah.
We'll see. The Fed has basically said so far that they're going to do everything and anything that they can to make sure all of the markets function properly, make sure credit markets function properly. This is very, very important. Glad to see that they're doing this. What the next step is, I mean, you want to have efficiency in these things. This is where you start really losing confidence if markets jam up and they don't work. That's all well and good. We now need to look to Congress to say that, hey, you know what, we're going to help out a lot of these small businesses out there, even for a couple weeks. People don't even realize, you know, a couple weeks shutdown can put a business under. It really can. And to help out these small businesses, also help out some of the larger businesses out there and corporations that, you know, again, you own a hotel, you own a chain, you own an airline, whatever it may be. These are companies that are, you know, very important to our economy, and they need some help.
What do you think about the Dem stimulus plan? Reportedly, this was one of the stifling points, too, paying $1,500 to the individuals and $7,500 for a family of four. That was much higher than what the Republicans had.
I don't think that that's, that, you know, I don't think it's going to hold off for that long. I mean, you got already increased unemployment. I think you want to give, you know, some sort of check. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think that that's the right way to go. I think you help people out with unemployment, or you help out businesses that these people have jobs to help keep them on the job. That's one of the things that they're doing. You know, it gets silly. You take a look at the Pelosi's bill there, the amount of pork that is in that bill and things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. It's embarrassing. It really is.
By the way, do you know what one of the things that's in there?
I did just see this morning the money for the Kennedy Center, for crying out loud. I mean, what does that have to do with this?
Yeah, but listen to this.
They got Obama's phone.
That's in there again. That's in there again.
That is too. Oh, boy. They're bringing that back?
Yes, they are.
It never really went away, did it?
Well, no, but they called it a different program, but they did something different, made it a little bit tougher to get into there. But they're bringing back the basic program again, back with the how easy it was to get in there. They're going to do that. Anyway, there's a House bill, and I don't know who proposed this, but it's a bill that's going to ban lawmakers being proposed from playing in the stock market.
Well, I think that that's a great idea. I mean, they should have done this a long time ago. Peter Schweitzer put out a book several years ago talking about what takes place. Anything that they have, you know, that they should do needs to be done, in my opinion, some sort of blind trust that they can't look at, they can't touch, they have nothing to do with at all. And most certainly they should not be allowed, obviously, talking to the people that run that. I do think that that's, you know, the right thing to do. But there's more ways that these politicians make money on the inside than just stocks. I mean, if they know where a bill is going down or money is going to be spent on some infrastructure project, you know, magically they go in and they buy real estate in and around that area. You remember that happened? People thinking that the fast train was going to be built between Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah.
You saw people lose a fortune on that because it didn't happen.
People actually bought property en route where the route was going to be, thinking that they were going to sell their property and make a fortune.
Yeah, the train didn't go through. But more often than not, these politicians know how to play that just the right way, and they end up making a fortune.
Now, an economist by the name of Mohammed El-Arian, have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's on all the time, yeah.
All right, he said that the value in the market rubble is there for tolerant investors. If they go and do a little due diligence, they'll find things that they can make money on.
Risk tolerant, he probably said. Risk tolerant investors, it's still risky out there. I mean, I don't know where the bottom is in this thing. We could probably, some people say, it could be another 10% to the downside. I mean, we're going to be, going around here for some period of time. But yeah, there's value out there without a doubt. This is where real wealth is made if you're smart.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, the SEC is warning against illegal trading during the virus disruption. A lot of people think they can get away with things because a lot of these offices are closed. They're watching like a hawk, believe me. All right, we're coming back. Top of the hour. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.